Hello, it is the Body Brain Coach. So, something profound just occurred. Something floating around within, without, whatever you want to pinpoint it to, in the etheric realm. Just fluttered into my mind like a butterfly on the pineal gland. And what it offered me was this knowledge about the breath. So you learn about everything we need in order to survive in this realm. Okay, you learn about the food, the water, the shelter. But is anyone saying that breath is key to survival? That the first thing we do when we're coming out of our mother's vagina is we're taking a breath. Because we're entering the realm of flesh. When we're in our mother's womb, we are alive, but we're not breathing oxygen. What we are getting the opportunity to be awakened to is that we don't even have to breathe. Truly, in our purest state, we are not needing breath. And even you find this out in the astral realm, in alternate realms within your own consciousness. There's so much that isn't limiting there. It's almost as if you are going beyond what it's not almost, it is. You are going beyond the physical necessity, the material realm that is so limiting, but also so beautiful because you get the opportunity to experience everything in its fullness and its completeness. And one thing that I'm fascinated by is that what we're perceiving is being self-created. It's being self-created. That's the only way that this can work out, this story can work out, is if everyone gets their own role or part in the movie or the play. You see? And so your part in this movie, in this play, it's up to you to define the role. No one else chose it for you. So you always have the choice. You always have the, what do I want to say? You always have the door open for you, what I'm trying to say. Okay, it's like God, his hand never leaves you. He never leaves your side. Always there, ready to reveal to you who you truly are and where you truly come from. Okay? This is in the anatomy, it's in the physiology, it's in the way you think, the way you move, and the way you breathe. What I came onto this podcast to give you is this key. Get in touch with your breath. Begin breathing as you did when you were a newborn child. Okay. These are deep belly breaths, fully in, fully out. You're seeing the rise and the fall. You're seeing that gentleness to the breath, not the needing to force. But you're also seeing the calm nature, the tranquility. When you're satisfied, when you're in a state of contentment, not needing to grasp for anything, latch on to anything, you know you have needs. You're aware of that. You're aware that you need food. You're aware you need the love, the connection to your family, to your mother, your father, your siblings, etc., etc., right? But that's only because you're realizing that out of that spiritual ocean you just came out of. You've now ventured into a realm where you're recognizing you're no longer separate from that material realm. You don't exist solely on the outside. You're on the inside now. You've literally ventured into the inside, which is what's happening when you're coming into a womb, into a uterus, into your egg. Get what I'm saying? The stress reliever, the healer of the body is the breath. It's hard to figure out any other way. I mean, if you're not breathing properly, that's the first thing you need to fix. Oxygen, you need oxygen to live, to survive. That's rule number one. That's law number one. It's innately driving this vehicle, the breath. So, take a breather sometimes. Do it often. Do it more than you are doing it. Here lately, this tightness in my chest, I've had this tightness in my chest for, the last 5 years, ever since I got out of high school. And I've had this thing called costochondritis, where the sternum gets inflamed because the ribs and the cartilage are too tight and too stiff, too rigid. And they're inflamed. So what I'm doing is, with the breath, is cooling. I'm literally cooling up the inflammation. The oxygen is going in and rejuvenating every single cell, every single molecule, every single tissue in the body. This is what the breath does. This is what the oxygen does. But it's not just oxygen. You have to learn about what's actually in the air. What are we breathing in? It's not just oxygen. We're breathing in, let me look this up. I believe we're breathing in more so nitrogen. Let me look this up. This is fascinating because truth is fundamental. And what is the truth about living in a physical body that you need to breathe? So, this is a challenge, I could say, to come back to the fundamentals of it. Come back to the basics. You're not needing to make things too hard and complex. Okay, here we go. This is fascinating. 21% of the air we breathe is oxygen, 78% is nitrogen. We don't hear anything about the nitrogen. We hear nothing about the nitrogen. All we hear is that we breathe in oxygen. We need oxygen to live. Okay, and the other 1%, it includes argon, neon, helium, hydrogen, nitrous oxide, ozone, and the greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, water vapor, and methane. So we're even breathing in water. See what I'm saying? So the composition of air, the degrees, the temperatures, they have everything to do with how we're feeling and how we're being aware of this reality, how we're treating other people. So guarantee you, someone who's always mad all the time, always complaining, always doing things to hurt other people, they're not breathing very well. Guaranteed. Their body is not tingling with the necessary elements in the air. Not only to say that the air is contaminated, the air is polluted now, okay? And that when you're coming into an isolated space, which is your home or a building that you go into every day, your work, your job, that air literally is artificial. It's destructive to the lungs, to the whole body system, because we need fresh air from the trees, from the ocean, right? That the negative ions, right? So we need to begin to learn this. This is what we're all coming into, is self-awareness, self-realization, self-actualization. So we must do this together. I can't be alone in this journey, in this process of getting my head in the books and learning. Now, I'll do it for you if you don't wish to do those things. I will be the guide in the light, teaching you about yourself, teaching you about the extraordinariness you possess. Or not even that you possess, but that you are. Because you don't need to possess anything. You are everything. So why would you possess yourself? You're everything. So this is far from possessions. This is existence. This is creativity. This is about manifestation and ideation to the highest degree, on the highest level. And what that entails is that we are free beings. There's no need to continue doing the things we're doing if they're bringing us down or they're making us appear as if we are a lesser version than ourselves. We are everything happening at the same time. So that should be the greatest that should be the greatest empowering statement I could make. Is that if everything is you and we're in this till infinity, then create yourself, choose who you are. You're free to decide who you want to be, to venture off into your own course, your own path. But you will have your own lessons and your own experiences that allow you to grow and evolve in that process. That will never end. So the chemical element of atomic number 7, interesting. Nitrogen is the atomic number, has the atomic number 7. I mean, the number 7 is divine. So I'm going to be doing my own research on this element number 7 and really discovering, going back into the science that I was taught, just in the limited way, a way that made it boring, a way that made it too complex. I'm going to bring back in the metaphor. I'm going to bring back in the story to this to make it simplistic as possible, but not any simpler than that. Isn't that what Einstein said? So when we're literally a teenager, we're not knowing how to grasp all these dense topics. We need to have it broken down in a structure that we can consume and absorb the right way. And then we can be taught the intellectual side of things, right? We need to tap into it, not with just the logic, but with the emotion, with the spiritual essence of it. The core knowledge is that nothing is separate, nothing is divided. So if we're just learning everything in this logical way, trying to memorize everything, but we're not truly cognizant of why we're trying to memorize this, why we're trying to relearn this and know this, then that is the greatest deceit. That they didn't teach us the whole truth. They just told us half of it. And then said, hey, remember this or you're going to fail. Remember this or you're going to fail. Remember this or you're going to literally not know how to navigate your life in a successful way, in a passionate way, in a creative way. See what I'm saying? Just fascinating to me. It's almost interesting to me how we learn so much about this element, oxygen, but we learn nothing about the nitrogen. This is in 78% of the air we breathe. But yet, if I walk up to 99.9% of the population and I ask them, what are we breathing in? They're saying oxygen. They're saying air. They don't even know this. They don't know the scientific
elements. This is not right. We've got to get back right, which means that we learn about who we are. And we're not even only doing this on this dimension. We're not only doing this on this dimension. We're doing it when we venture into the dream world. We're asking questions. We're sitting in class in the dream world. Literally, you'd be surprised that the universe is teaching you in your dreams. That this vast intellectual being can pierce through your dream and actually come and teach you about everything you don't know or that you can't comprehend. These are abilities, these are powers. This is the way we function. I was going to say this is the way we used to function, but this is the way we function even now. And if we're not functioning in this way, it's only because we've been broken temporarily. We've been learning how we crash the ships, and we're learning how to rebuild the ship. Rebuild the ship, okay? You hear about the Titanic, all these things, all it's metaphorical. You hear about these big ass ships and they're sinking. And all these people are dying. It's just a story about how we crashed our ships when we were trying to land on this planet. Okay, we even do this when we're coming into the world. We're crash landing here. It's not a for all of us. I'm not saying for not for all of us. Some of us land very beautifully. And you see this in the creative expression of a being who lands successfully. That's what they call a perfect loop, a perfect incarnation. When you come into the world and you're taught from a very young age about the truth and who you are, you're taught about the fundamentals of existence and the nature of reality. But when you're growing up in a fake matrix, with fake food and fake people and fake music and fake education, etc., etc., what's left to do but to just be degraded and lost and confused and angry? You see? So we have to do this together. This is not just me talking here. We're doing this together. We're learning about this together. Let's take another breath. Slowing down is okay in a world that's always trying to rush you to be busy and to get active. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, The Body Brain Coach. Peace.